Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Wow. I'm going to butcher it.
On WGR.
About middle it gets. Okay.
Sports Radio 550.
Wow. Wow is right. Got a lot to talk about today. It's Sports Talk Saturday. Nick Geary here live in studio. There was a game yesterday. I'm not sure if you knew about it. There was a quarterback who did well. I don't know if you knew about it. What's his name? I don't know. I know his name. His name's Derek Kramer.
Wait, you're talking about things that were done well and my name's involved?
Be careful what you say. But,
got me.
But sort of. So, there was a Bills game yesterday. We took a bunch of calls last night. More calls than I kind of thought we would by basically midnight.
Nice job, Nick.
Of an away game. Here we are. There's sort of a lot to digest. There's a lot to talk about in the preseason game. I know week two. Because more importantly, week three, which I think everyone sort of knows if you're a football fan of any type, that the third preseason game is sort of your walkthrough for the starters. It is the time where your starters potentially play into the third quarter. And it's weird, Derek. I was on Twitter this morning and last night. I haven't found any negative Josh Allen tweets. I don't know if you heard that, but I knocked on wood.
Why would you?
Because everyone hates him. You ever see that show about Chris Rock? It's called Everyone Hates Chris.
Yep.
It's kind of the same thing with Josh Allen, except it's Everyone Hates Josh. They should make a show. Or better yet, Buffalo Rumblings put a shirt together that it's trash.
Yes, based off of Jalen Ramsey's comments.
And what is it? It's
throwing rockets and slapping heinies.
Very creative, Buffalo Rumblings.
Congrats on that.
I want to hear from people today. Most importantly, we need to figure out exactly what the pulse of the fan base is right now. And I think maybe it's time, Derek, for a poll. Polls are important. And I think we need to put a poll up at WGR550 on Twitter to get the people going. I need to know how important it is for people to see Josh Allen play against the first team next week on Sunday against the Bengals. I do think, now, I know they're the Browns. They're the lowly Browns. But I think that defense is probably going to be pretty good this year. They really worked the Bills' starting offensive line. They made A.J. McCarron look pedestrian. They made A.J. McCarron look like me. Okay? And Josh Allen came in, and it wasn't against the full starting defense of the Browns. Like, there were a few. I think the starting backfield was still out there, the defensive backs. But they didn't really have Myles Garrett out there. They didn't have the guys that were really disrupting things for that Bills first team offense that had three consecutive three and outs. So I need to see Josh Allen face off against a competent defense, a competent first team defense. And that there is an opportunity this week for that. The Bengals defense, it is competent. Confident too. You know what? They're confident. Geno Atkins, they've got some good starting corners. NFL caliber starting corners. They've got some pretty good linebackers. Montez Perfect.
I'd rather him not deal with that guy yet.
But he needs to. I think for us,
for me,
for you, for the fan base, for Sean McDermott, for Brian Daboll, for Brandon Bean, for Terry Pegula, to find out whether or not this guy is ready to play. And so far in two games, I think most people's expectation were pretty low for Josh Allen in these two first games. It was essentially, don't embarrass us, kid. Don't embarrass us. And he's done quite the opposite. In fact, he's gotten guys like Lorenzo Alexander, a very respected veteran. And I'm not saying that as saying that I'm saying he's respected. I saw, so Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic, he posted some comments, and I'm going to try to find him right now. And I'll read some of the comments if you haven't seen Matthew's tweet. But he got some comments from Lorenzo Alexander after the game yesterday. Ross Tucker, former Buffalo Bill, part of the media, tweeted out that he thought that the words of Lorenzo Alexander are the kind of things that really throw a wrench into a quarterback competition. And I'm going to read them. I have them here. "He's definitely gaining my trust," Alexander said. "He already has my respect, but just my trust as far as him going out there and being able to command the offense, get guys in place, run it smoothly as a young guy. If he's in that spot, it's not going to be like, oh no, we've got a rookie out there. He seems like he's holding his own and operating at a high level. Obviously, he has to go and continue to get better as time goes on and he gains experience. He's impressive to me. If he ends up winning it, we'll have a good chance as if any of those guys win." Those are strong words from a guy who's been around a lot of good quarterbacks. Those are strong words for a captain on this football team who had, I don't want to say he has say. He doesn't have any say into who's going to be the starting quarterback. But bet he is echoing a lot of the thoughts of his teammates. 100%. Here's some more. "He's very fiery, and it seems like guys around him kind of respond to his energy and kind of flock to him." That I agree with 100%. They looked straight out flat with A.J. McCarron yesterday to start that game. Those first three series, I was disappointed. They did not come out the way that they came out with Nathan Peterman in that first week against the Carolina Panthers. Sure, it's week one of the preseason. Of course you're amped up. You know, it's your first football game against an opponent that isn't your teammates. Sure, you're amped up. You're under the home lights at the Cap. You know, so like you're excited. I get that. But this is another situation where a lot of these guys are facing off against, Corey Coleman, for instance, facing off against his former team. They're facing off against Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor.
Don't do it.
I don't know. I was more intrigued by the response of that first team offense. Now, granted, the entire first team Browns defense, they weren't out there. There were certainly a few guys that were remaining. Like, I think that, as I mentioned at the start of the show, they had a couple of defensive backs that were still from the first team unit out there. But for the most part, it was the second team defense with the Bills starters out there. Regardless, the execution level, the passion that that unit played with when Josh Allen came into the game and was inserted into the lineup was noticeable. And those are the sorts of things when you're talking about a young player. Josh Allen could do the things that he did, put the numbers, kind of numbers that he's put up so far this preseason, and maybe not have the same feelings that I have had about when he comes in the game, how his teammates respond. His teammates respond to him when he comes in the game. That, to me, is maybe the most impressive thing so far in two games that I've noticed. Now, Nathan Peterman got the people going. Like, he, in that first drive, I mean, whatever, he was 6-for-6, 7-for-7 in that scoring drive. But Josh Allen came into the game yesterday after three inept three and outs. Like, they looked terrible. They had 8 total yards after three drives. It was bad. Josh Allen comes in. Now, that penalty, that phantom penalty, whatever. All you can do is take what is called and move forward. It was a 15-play drive. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you're looking for from your starting quarterback, much less a rookie, much less Nathan Peterman or A.J. McCarron. What you're looking for is a level of consistency that you can begin to count on. 3-for-3 for scoring drives? That's a level of consistency that you're looking for in your starting quarterback. And unfortunately, A.J. McCarron has sort of, his injury has now forced Sean McDermott to turn this into a two-man race. I think, you know, maybe this is unfair, but I think A.J. McCarron's chances of not only starting for this team are all but diminished. And a spot on this roster for him is also very much in question at this point. I am very intrigued now at where the numbers stand, Derek. Where do the people feel the numbers are in terms of percentage?
Oh, this is a whitewash right now.
Okay, what have we got?
90-10%.
And what was the question asked?
Should Josh Allen play with the starters in preseason game number 3 against Cincinnati? Yep, let's do this. No, Peterman needs the reps.
How many votes in so far?
179.
803-0551, 888-552-550. Do you need to see Josh Allen face off against the Bengals' first team defense on Sunday, next Sunday? Or does Nathan Peterman need the reps? Do you believe that regardless of what happens here over the next two preseason games, and I might even reel that back, whatever happens over the next preseason game, I think that fourth game is a throwaway. Is it important for you? Is it important for this organization? Do they owe it to themselves to put Josh Allen out there against a competent defense to see how he runs with the ones? In my opinion, it needs to start today. It needs to start whenever the next practice is. They need to allow a level of comfort, timing, and honestly, he needs to be on the same page as Kelvin Benjamin. That first play,
yep.
That wasn't an accurate throw, I'm here to tell you. That was, we're not on the same page throw with Kelvin Benjamin. And if you're going to get a realistic look at Josh Allen, he needs to take every other rep, if not half or more of the reps this week at practice with the ones, and he needs to be staying after practice with Kelvin Benjamin, Jeremy Curley, Zay Jones, Corey Coleman to an extent. But I'm in the camp that what we have to learn next week doesn't have a lot to do with Nathan Peterman, because I'm here to tell you right now, I like Nathan Peterman. I wrote in my piece earlier in the offseason about a burning take that I felt with conviction that Nathan Peterman was going to start 16 games barring injury this year. I felt that. I felt that there was no way Josh Allen was ready to play. And I'm here to absolutely admit that from what I've seen, I'm wrong. I think it's pretty clear that Josh Allen not only has a very firm grip on what this coaching staff, what Brian Daboll is asking of the quarterback in this offense, but that he legitimately gives this team a chance to win. Maybe more so than Nathan Peterman. But I need to be careful, because I do think that Nathan Peterman showed a ton in that first preseason game. He showed he was comfortable. He did what we knew he did well, which was get rid of the football on time and quickly.
Even that second game, Peterman, he missed the first two passes. Eight for eight.
Right.
Next thing you know, over 100 yards again.
And I don't want to sit here and take anything away from the performance that I saw from Nathan Peterman that first week. And quite frankly, the performance that we saw him play last night against the threes. Now, from what you can take away from Josh Allen playing with the threes, I think is basically what you could take from Nathan Peterman playing with the threes. But I'm at a crossroads where I don't know that Nathan Peterman can show you any more than he has. I don't know that we have anything to gain or to learn from throwing Nathan Peterman out with the ones next Sunday. What we can learn is, can Josh Allen have the same level of fire? Does that starting offense and does the energy raise to another level when Josh Allen is out in the field? With the ones, against ones. I need to be able to cross that off my list, either yes or no. I need that. And I think Sean McDermott needs that. I think as a fan base, they need it. I think what we need to do is process of elimination. And, you know, last week, or maybe it was the week before, Bulldog was on and was talking about, you know, the sooner we find out about Allen, the better this is. We cannot, and I completely agree with this, we cannot turn this into a three-year expedition. We cannot turn this into a three-year experiment where by the end of year three, we've wasted however long and however many players and however many contracts to find out that Josh Allen isn't the one. Now, are we going to get a firm grip on that after year one? Likely not. But if Josh Allen can play 14, 15, 16 games this season, I think you need to give him then those tools in year two to either sink or to swim. And I think that starts this week. It starts today. It starts whenever they go back out in the practice field. And I can tell you, from a teammate standpoint, that Lorenzo Alexander, in his words, that's the sign of a leader, he says, and somebody that's going to play in this league for a long time. It's impressive to me. Just to see his growth from when he came in here until now, I think he's definitely way ahead of where most people would have had him pegged at this point in the preseason. Wholeheartedly agree, Lorenzo. And I think to fully make a decision on what this team is going to do week one, you need to see him against a competent first-team defense.
And think about where we were 2 weeks ago, Nate, before these games were played. We're probably of the same camp of Josh Allen probably shouldn't play in the regular season right away. As a matter of fact, he's probably playing the entire fourth game, get him all of the reps.
Right.
Funny what 2 weeks has done with us now, and I would say the one thing that we have to do is we kind of have to check ourselves a little bit here, because it may not be in Sean McDermott's plans to have Allen in right away. We still have to remember that Nathan Peterman is a big factor in all of this, and he has played his way to the right of being probably the favorite to the head coach for starting week one. So we do have to check ourselves here.
There's no question that we need to... The preseason pledge is real, okay? We can't over or underreact to what we see. All we can do is take everything that we've seen in 2 weeks of the preseason, in 15 or 16, however many practices it's been, at face value. And I think by process of elimination and by unfortunate circumstance, that we have eliminated A.J. McCarron from this race.
He was unfortunately eliminated by force yesterday.
By force. But I think in his three series, his play indicated a level of play I think we were all sort of expecting from A.J. McCarron. And it's no offense to A.J. McCarron. I think that he is a good backup quarterback in this league. I think he can come in and provide you one or two games. And that is not a knock on a guy. There are very few good backup. There are very few competent quarterbacks at the pro level. I do think that he is competent enough to be a backup quarterback in this league. I don't believe he's a full-time starter. I think his money per year, the money the Bills are paying him per year, indicates that. I don't know if I'm looking at both. Listen, I think right now, if I looked at Nathan Peterman and I looked at A.J. McCarron, I think before yesterday's game, I was giving the nod to Nathan Peterman. I just, that's how I feel about it. I wasn't impressed by anything I saw during practices from A.J. McCarron. I don't think he necessarily struck any sort of confidence in his teammates. And I think generally speaking, this organization, this coach, they like Nathan Peterman. They generally like Nathan Peterman. They like where his development has come. I think that he has taken a step from last year to this year, from rookie to first year, to rookie to second year. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Is it time to give Josh Allen a real look against the ones? Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on Sports Talk Saturday. Hold on, Gary. Okay, now you're on with me, Gary. Welcome.
Hey guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I think they're going to have to play him, obviously. You know, I mean, McCarron's gone. What I saw yesterday, I wasn't really impressed. But, you know, everyone's got to understand something. They made the playoffs. They were 31st in passing last year. So if you put the kid in, I know we could be at least, I figure, 16 to 18 to maybe 12 in passing, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over.
Well, that's the thing, Gary, is so far he has yet to turn the ball over, which I think is a good sign. But I need him out there executing a game plan against a first-team defense, because I want to know if, when that is the case, if he's facing a real pass rush, if he's facing off against real starting NFL defensive backs, does he have a tendency to force things that he shouldn't? Does he complete that pass in week one to Ray McLeod for the touchdown if he's against starters? I don't know, but I'd like to find out.
Oh, he's going to have mistakes. He's a rookie quarterback. We're going to live with it. Our defense is strong enough, I think, to withstand it for, you know, maybe four to 8 weeks. That's what's going to take, probably get him some experience. I believe you play him. And you just kind of live with it. Do I like Peterman? Yeah, I like Peterman. He's like Frank Reich to me. You come in, be your backup, that's fine. But if they didn't draft Josh Allen 7 to put him on the bench, y'all know I'm right.
Yeah, no, thanks for the call, Gary. I do agree with you. I do think, though, there does need to be a level of understanding with the rookie quarterback. You mentioned it. There are going to be mistakes. And I think the thing that we all have to sort of be careful of is what we saw from the Browns last season. Now, DeShone Kizer, he wasn't drafted 7th overall, okay? He wasn't drafted in the first round. He was a second-round pick. But that franchise didn't have enough of a veteran presence to give him an opportunity to grow before and allow him to be ready to play. And you saw what happened because of that. And I think that there is a level of concern you have to have. But I also think that there's a level of nuance you have to have when you're looking at both situations, because not each situation is created equally. I could argue that Josh Allen this year probably has less weapons than DeShone Kizer had last year in Cleveland, and he struggled. The problem is DeShone Kizer wasn't given an opportunity to work through the mistakes that he was making, mostly because he was making a hell of a lot of mistakes. But how Hugh Jackson handled that situation was as poor of a coaching job as I've seen ever with a quarterback situation. Ever. Hands down. It was one of the worst handled quarterback situations, coaching decisions I've ever seen.
What, coming from the guy who punted on 4th-and-1 yesterday?
In a preseason game at the 50? Correct.
Shocked I am.
There's a level of, yes, you do have to be careful, but there's also a level of, you can't use DeShone Kizer, or I hear Troy Aikman, or I hear Peyton Manning. There are certain situations that are going to let whoever's narrative that you want to take, that Josh Allen needs to start and play right away, doesn't matter what defenses he plays against, or I don't want to throw Josh Allen out there against really good defenses to start the year, let's let Nathan Peterman start. Both of those narratives, both of those thinkings can be fine. But be careful trying to support those narratives with former situations, with former quarterbacks, with Hall of Fame quarterbacks, with second-round pick quarterbacks who got traded in the next offseason after being drafted as a potential starter or a potential franchise quarterback. So we all need to take a collective deep breath and realize and try to figure out what's best for Josh Allen. Because and I think this is the most important point to make. This is more about the 10 to 15 year outlook than it is the 2018 outlook. If sitting Josh Allen this season and he gets a complete red shirt means that he turns into the franchise quarterback that this organization has yearned for decades, then I'm comfortable with it. But if it means that he needs to go out there and go 0-8, get battered, throw 15 interceptions in 8 games, for him to be successful the following season or the remaining 8 games, then I am here for that. I need a solution. I need a game plan. And I think that Sean McDermott has it. I just wish that we knew what it was. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Let's grab another call before we go to break. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome.
Hi, morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well.
I'm for Josh Allen playing against the Cincinnati's first-string defense next week. The only thing I got to say, and I think it's really important, is that we got to trust our people, our general manager, our coaches, our brain trust that runs the Bills. Mm. If they think the kid's ready to put in there, let him play. If he's not, let him learn, because, you know, I've listened to what you guys have been saying this morning, because ever since from Todd Collins on, after Jim Kelly was here, we drafted Todd Collins on, we haven't been able to develop a young quarterback.
I agree.
To our expectations. And I think this kid is the one. If he needs more time, you bench him and let him learn this year and go on and get another quarterback. But if you think he's ready to go in there, he has the heart and the guts to do it, put him in there. That's all I got to say, guys, and have a good day now.
Thanks, Charlie. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I think that's a good point, Charlie, because here's the thing. I think he's shown from a mental capacity standpoint. I think he's shown from a leadership, from a come follow me, from a the moment isn't too large for me standpoint, that he's checked the boxes that I needed him to check to feel comfortable with trotting him out there week one. But I do need to see it against a starting defense to know for sure. And say what you will about a preseason game. If he plays a full half against that Cincinnati Bengals starting defense and plays at the level that he's played at for the last month, I'm ready to move forward with Josh Allen week one. 803-0551, 888-552-550. You could vote in our poll at WGR550 on Twitter. Do you need to see Nathan Peterman start next week, on Sunday against the Bengals because he needs the reps? Or are you ready to see Josh Allen get an opportunity against the first-team defense? We're going to continue taking your calls, your tweets, and we're going to continue to roll along. Josh Reed, Channel 4, going to join us next. We're going to get his thoughts on the game yesterday, his thoughts on Josh Allen, the quarterback situation in a whole, and what he needs to see for an opportunity for Josh Allen week one against the Ravens. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday right here on WGR.
Hey guys, I'm Tyrod Taylor.
Hi, I'm Tyrod Taylor.
My name is Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, quarterback, Virginia Tech.
Oh, God. Thank you for that, Derek. I sent that to you this morning in confidence, thinking you wouldn't use it. But I should have known better, knowing you.
Come on. I was begging you to send it to me off the air.
You did. All right, let's go to the AT&T hotline because I've got Josh Reed joining me now. He was, you were probably the same level of interested in that game yesterday as everybody else, right, Josh?
Oh, absolutely. As it's been all preseason, all eyes were on the quarterback, and I find it interesting that a lot of people think that the quarterback competition got cloudier, and I don't quite understand that because I think it's a lot clearer now.
You know, I think I'm in the same boat as you, Josh Reed, WIVB sports director here joining us on the AT&T hotline. I think I'm right there with you, and obviously it starts with the injury, the unfortunate, let's put it at that, because it's not that he was lighting the world on fire in his first few series while he was in there, but you don't like to see the process of elimination play out due to an injury.
No, absolutely not. I mean, AJ's worked hard the entire offseason and has embraced the challenge of that quarterback battle, and you don't want to ever see anybody eliminated because they get injured. It doesn't sound good. Anytime you're dealing with a shoulder or collarbone injury and you're a quarterback, that's about as bad as it can get. So where do we go from here? You know, the three-man race is now a two-man race, and I think I know who I got. I know what horse my money's on.
You know, I just wonder, Josh, if we're entering an area where we're going to learn a lot about the process that plays out in Sean McDermott's head by not only who he starts this next week against the Cincinnati Bengals, but who he ultimately trots out there week one against Baltimore. We don't ever really get a clear vision of how, you know, Sean McDermott, and I think maybe that embedded series gave us a little bit more than what we've gotten in the first, you know, year or so that he's been at the helm. But I think based on what we're going to see over the next week at practice, who's going to get the reps and ultimately who ends up getting the most playing time with the starters next week against the Bengals, I think that's going to give us maybe more of an idea of his thought process than really anything on embedded or anything you could see on television does.
I think it's a good point. Sean is never tipping his hand. I mean, he plays his cards close to the vest as you could possibly play them. I believe this plays out maybe the way they kind of hoped it would with, okay, Nate got the start week one, AJ gets the start week two. They said it was going to be an open competition. There's only one quarterback that hasn't started a preseason game yet, and it's Josh Allen. And yes, it's the third preseason game, but you know they'll brush that off as well. It's his turn. You know, everyone got their turn as they've done with a lot of the reps. You know, and moving guys in and out with the first and second and third teams all through training camp, and you know they can just say, you know, well, this is Josh Allen's turn. Doesn't mean he's going to start week one, and I don't think it necessarily has to be an indication that he would start week one just because he starts the third preseason game. I think we could see both of those quarterbacks get snaps with the first team because typically that third preseason game is the dress rehearsal for week one. That means you're going to see the starters for three quarters. So, I mean, I don't think it would be crazy to think that maybe Josh Allen starts for, you know, the first quarter and a half, and then Nate Peterman starts, you know, their plays for a quarter and a half.
Josh, in your evaluation of this whole thing, that's this competition that's played out, and from an evaluation standpoint next week, do we learn more as a fan base, as the media, as an organization, you know, for the Bills? Do you learn more from an evaluation standpoint of Josh Allen playing to see what he can do against a starting defense or how he plays with the starting offense? So, you know, I guess the question comes down to, Do we need to see him play with the starters more, or do we need to see him play against starters more?
Yeah, I think it's both. I want to see him play with. I know that everybody keeps saying, "Oh, you got to take with what he's done with a grain of salt because he's done it against the second team or and the third team or stuff like that." Well, you know, he also doesn't have. Don't get me wrong, Marcus Murphy's been impressive, but you know, He doesn't have LeSean McCoy standing next to him when he's in the shotgun. He doesn't have those type of weapons available to him. Here's the thing. There was 4 minutes left in the second quarter. They had the ball on the three. Josh Allen looks across the line. There's six guys coming after him. One breaks free. Nate Orchard breaks free. Looks like he's going to sack Josh Allen. The dude steps to his left. More pressure coming that way. Steps just slides smoothly back to his right and throws an absolute dart for a touchdown. I'll tell you right now, they can say they want to keep the training wheels on him as long as they want to, but at some point, you can only see those type of throws so many times and go, you know what? There's one quarterback on that roster that can make that throw and make that play. I'm going to tell you right now, this Nate Peterman had a really good preseason. His completion percentage is amazing, a couple of touchdown passes. You know, this is no indictment on him. Josh Allen, I mean, he's the only one on that roster that can make that play.
I 100% agree with that. And I'm glad that you brought up Nathan Peterman, because I don't know if you're Nathan Peterman, you could do or could have done over the first two preseason games and throughout training camp anything more than he has done to prove or to at least have earned that starting spot, only to sort of be outshined by those glamour plays you spoke about with Josh Allen, right? Like, is there anything we could have really asked more from of Nathan Peterman this preseason?
Nathan Peterman did. Now let's assume that he doesn't end up being started, because that's what we're assuming right now. Because I mean, I think there is still a fair shot that he could become the starter. It could be the starter week one in Baltimore. If he's not, he didn't lose the job. Josh Allen took it from him. And I think that's what Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll, and the Bills coaching staff wanted to have happen. They wanted Josh Allen to shine. They wanted to make sure it's not – I think if it was, he was okay, then I think Nate Peterman would have won the job because he's been good. But Josh Allen, these first two preseason games, I mean, he's given me no reason to believe that, you know, as long as they manage it carefully, and they will, they're not going to have him out there. Let's face it, we all know this. Sean McDermott's not, his quarterbacks aren't going to throw the ball 50 times in a game. He knows his equation to making the playoffs will look very similar the last year and the amount of pass attempts that Tyrod took. He's going to try to win games defensively, and at least until Josh Allen, you know, in year two, maybe three, maybe even at the end of this year, shows that, wow, I mean, you know, he can throw it 40 times a game and he may be able to ring up 300 yards through the air.
You know, Josh Reed here on the AT&T hotline. I'm interested in your take, because I think I had a pretty good understanding of Allen's mobility, his ability to escape rushers. But I think what has surprised me a little, Josh, is his ability to simply run away from defenders. And I'm not talking defensive linemen. I'm not talking about middle linebackers. I'm talking about defensive backs. Like, he's outrunning players that I just didn't really know he had the capability to outrun so far.
The night after the first round of the draft, it's a late night. We're over in Orchard Park, and walking out of the media room, and I'm walking to the parking lot. It's like 12:30 in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, getting ready to go to my car, and I run into Joe Shane, the Bills' assistant general manager. And we sit, and we have a little bit of a conversation. Of course, I ask him some things about Josh Allen, and one of the first things that he said to me was, "You're going to be amazed at how athletic this kid is. It's going to jump out at you immediately." And it, I mean, he wasn't lying. I mean, like you said, And let's face it, if you're a DB and you're coming up to tackle this kid, he's 6'5".
Yeah.
This is a big dude. I mean, you better bring some sand, because I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, he doesn't want to slide. I mean, he's going to have to. We all know that. But you're not going to be able to just touch him and he's going to fall down. You better bring it.
So I want to move to the defensive side, Josh. Your thoughts on Tremaine Edmonds, because, you know, I surprisingly enough, I mean, I got like three or four calls on the postgame show yesterday talking about their disappointment so far in Tremaine Edmonds. And I sort of had to do the classic fire extinguisher thing where I'm like, just kind of relax a little bit, because this is a 20-year-old kid that is running a professional defense for the first time in his life. And is playing and sort of learning on the job. Like, this is a kid that's been playing against ACC offenses, against, you know, run-and-gun offenses, not pro-style offense, not power run games. So, you know, what have you noticed from Edmonds, and is there really this cause for concern there seems to be among the fan base?
Let's start with the positives. Everybody that you talk to, you know, as far as, you know, his teammates and the coaching staff, they're very impressed with his command of the huddle. They're very impressed with how quickly he's been able to pick things up. Now, I want to believe that the reason he's gotten himself out of position a little bit is because he's thinking still and not reacting. In fact, I had a chance to talk to him one of the last one or two days of training camp. And I asked him, I said, you know, what are you looking to improve on this second preseason game? And he said that he wanted to stop thinking as much. He just wanted to start playing and reacting. And there were maybe two tackles along the sideline where, and I think it was like just a swing pass, and he ran the running back down and tackled him along the sideline. And I remember, I didn't see where he came from. We're kind of limited in the press box with how many replays we get to see and stuff like that. But you could tell, I mean, he ran him down and made the tackle for a short gain. May even have been a loss. You're right. He's 20 years old. Let's pump the brakes. And, you know, I have to tell myself that about Josh Allen and any of these guys. It's the preseason. It doesn't even count. I mean, if these games counted, we'd be freaking out about LeSean McCoy right now, but we know that they don't count. So, you know, we'll get a better taste of everything, you know, when the regular season begins. Plus, let's face it, Sean isn't, I mean, his packages right now are going to be very vanilla. I mean, he's not going to show
right.
that much. I mean, he doesn't want to go to Baltimore and have the Ravens have basically the Bills' entire defensive scheme. I mean, he's going to run some things that are going to look way different, I'm sure, week one in Baltimore. Yeah, we should back off probably on saying that Tremaine Edmonds is anything short of what we thought he was going to be when he was drafted.
All right, Josh, appreciate you hopping on with me this morning. I know that it's going to be a really interesting week. I know the build-up to this last game, there was a significant one. And I think as we move into the media sessions during practice, finding out the rep shares this week, it's only going to get more interesting as they head into this home game, which is maybe even the more interesting part, against the Cincinnati Bengals, where we can expect to see the starters at least play early into the third quarter. So appreciate it, man, and we'll be looking forward to this week. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Josh Reed there on the AT&T hotline joining us to talk a little bit of Bills-Browns from last night. I've got more guests coming your way. Noon hour, I've got Mike Catalano of 13 Wham in Rochester. He's going to join us, and we're going to speak a little bit more about Josh Allen. Then at 12:30, I got QB guru Mark Schofield. He's going to join us to get his thoughts on Josh Allen. Then Jake Burns, he's a reporter over in Cleveland. We're going to get his perspective from the Cleveland perspective on Josh Allen. Not only that, but some of the roster questions that the Browns are facing heading in to the final few weeks of the preseason. This is Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Nate Geary. You're listening to WGR.
He's working hard. I think, you know, number one, it's his work ethic, the way he's handled himself to this point on and off the field, and then it's part of the plan. You know, is just moving him up and seeing how last week he played with in the second half, mainly with the threes, maybe some twos for Carolina, I'm not sure. based on their roster. But then tonight we wanted to see him in the second quarter and, you know, look at him with an increased talent level on the other side of the ball and our side of the ball. I thought he did some good things.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the rookie quarterback, Josh Allen, after his performance last night. If you missed any of that press conference, we might give it a replay later. Otherwise, it's going to be right on demand at WGR550.com. Let's grab a call because Mike has been waiting very patiently on hold. Mike, you're on Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, from what I've seen from Josh Allen, there's a couple things that stand out. One, the first thing that jumps out to me is his footwork is actually a lot better than advertised. And then also in the huddle, his command of the offense just seems like he doesn't like he the moment's not too big from him. So I think he starts week three on the preseason, and then that will dictate what happens week one going into Baltimore. But there's only a couple quarterbacks in this league that can make that kind of maneuver
sure.
in the pocket and that throw for that touchdown pass. So. And his decision making has been exceptional. What he knows when to take off and run. The upside with Josh Allen is tremendous. I really think that he's going to go out there next week and shine, and he's probably going to be the week one starter. We'll see, but I don't see how you can keep him off the field if he has any type of performance that he's had the last 2 weeks going in. You know, next week versus if he does get the start. And starts against Cincinnati's first team defense. I don't think it almost reminds me of a Carson Wentz situation when they thought Bradford was going to start. They ended up trading Bradford and starting Carson Wentz. It just seems like he's taking that lead in the quarterback race, and the fans are going to be calling for it if he has another performance like he did last night. Sean McDermott's going to have no choice but to start him week one. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I definitely think I'm impressed with what I've seen from Josh Allen from a rookie standpoint.
Yeah, no, thanks for the call, Mike. I agree. And listen, I think what this ultimately comes down to is can he – I mean, my question last week was can he put back-to-back good performances on tape? And he did that. Now my question has to be, can he put back-to-back-to-back good performances on tape playing at a new level each week, playing with the threes and playing well, then playing with the twos and showing and playing well? Now he needs to go up against the ones, and I think this is the next level of progression, the next level of evaluation that, and this is what we've been talking about this morning, that next level of evaluation has to happen to fully know, and I think the only way we can do that, the only way to evaluate it, is going to be to see him play against the starters this week. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. If you want to get your thoughts in on Josh Allen, Tremaine Edmonds, anything about that game yesterday, we will hear from you, and we will take your calls, we'll take your tweets, everything else like that. Mike Catalana, 13 WHAM from Rochester, is going to join us next. We're going to get in and talk a little bit more about the Josh Allen situation. He had an interesting tweet that is really, really coming to fruition. So we'll talk about that next with Mike here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.